Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime use.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Suprenant Show.
But I think Brayden's one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Suprenant.
New lunchtime hour on 97.3 The Fan. This hour of sports talk is brought to you by SD Collectibles. Get ready, sports and Pokemon collectors. SD Collectibles Card Show is back at Liberty Station with over 100 vendor tables November 22nd to 23rd. Find sports cards, Pokemon memorabilia, and more. Visit SDCollectibles.com for info. That's SDCollectibles.com. I do want to remind everybody that you need to listen at 1 o'clock for us to announce today's biggest fan for a chance to qualify for a night in our Odyssey suite at a future Padres game with all the fan staff. Register your name at 97thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. In this hour, we're going to get to what is going on right now in Major League Baseball in terms of rumors, and then we'll also get to some NFL from over the weekend. High school football playoffs continue. There was a big night on Friday night last week, setting up for an Open Division playoff championship game that is going to be a week from today. Yeah, they're playing on a Tuesday. That'll be at 7 o'clock down at Southwestern College next Tuesday. A week from today, Cathedral Catholic and Carlsbad in the Open Division Championship game. Frank, I expect you to attend.
It's walking distance from my home, so yes. Where can I get the... mention the credentials. Could you send me where to get those?
Yes. Please? I'll tell you the person to email for that. You probably can. They have in their CIF meeting on Thursday.
Fantastic.
So you can get that. So we will be down there on Tuesday next week, 7 o'clock. It should be a great game. Come out and support some local high school football. You guys aren't working next week anyway, right?
We are.
I mean, we are. If I knew that the CIF championship game was going to get moved to a Tuesday, I would have taken Wednesday off. But no, we're doing our show next Wednesday. Next Wednesday will be our last show for that Thanksgiving week. We'll have Thanksgiving Thursday off and Friday off.
And there is time. Like... It's time.
No, nah. Morning show's doing the show. We're doing the show.
That's fair.
I stay in town. Are you traveling for the holidays? For Thanksgiving? No, I'm not traveling either. I don't mind doing the show. It's fun. We could do the whole high school football recap. Do tons of other football conversation. We could talk about Thanksgiving food for 2 hours.
I mean, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff we could do. I don't mind doing the show. Plus, it's like less to, to do a lot of everything. Like having to make airport runs or do XYZ. Like, it's not the worst.
That's why I never minded working on holidays, is because that meant I was unavailable for everything else.
I would like to cordially invite all of our listeners to the game next Tuesday. Southwestern College. It's a Tuesday night. What are you doing on a Tuesday night? On Thanksgiving week. Get you out of a lot. It's great. High school football in town. It's at Southwestern College, 7 o'clock, Tuesday night. I will be there
for those
coaching.
There is a fine Mexican restaurant across the street from Southwestern College as well. I believe it's purple. It's got a big bell on it. If you're hungry after the game, you should go there.
That's right. There you go.
Just look for the bell.
Tuesday night football. It's better than the Maction. It's better than Kusa.
Okay, let's
Rod, be there, buddy. I'd like to get, this is, you know, when they say like the Scrabinators do their deal for the Padre game. This is what you gotta have. We should have this should be the watch event for the Braden Superintendent Show, the CIF Championship game. Next Tuesday, 7 o'clock. Be there. We will. It'll be a fun game. Carlsbad's really good. Cathedral's really good. You got two teams with a lot of great players on it, a lot of D1 players. Should be a fun time. Looking forward to it. So we'll talk more about that in just a little bit as well. It's the semifinals this weekend, this Friday for everybody else, and then the finals start next week, starting with the Tuesday Open Division Championship game. All right. 833-288-0973. Let's get out to Kevin and Chula Vista. Been waiting on hold for a while. Kevin, what's going on, man?
Appreciate that very much. We can have a pickleball game between the Scrabinators and the Bradenators. How about that? Let's just we'll just make up a name for ourselves, and we have formally challenge Scraby to get out there on the pickleball court, and we'll.
Wow, Kevin's calling out Scraby on the pickleball court. I like it. Scrabinators versus the Braden Sprennett Show.
The Bradenators.
The Bradenators. There you go. Hey, you know what? Not a bad idea there,
winner,
Kevin.
Winner keeps the gimmick. Winner keeps the name.
Jocelyn says, what about bowling? I'm not good at bowling, so we're going to go to pickleball. I like Kevin's idea. All right, what do you got for us today, Kevin?
All right, let's go back to the subject at hand. You are profoundly spot on regarding Luis Arraez. And a couple other things that have not been mentioned. The versatility of Ryan Hearn is also important because he can also play an outfield spot. And that would free up another roster position because you've got technically a fourth outfielder if you need him. And then you throw Gavin Sheets over at first if you're going to do that. You get the home run capabilities. You've got a younger guy. I think he's younger. But you just get a lot more. And then here's the other elephant in the room that no one seems to talk about. Certainly there had to have been a negative effect on Fernando with having Luis Arraez hitting after him because there's no threat there. And so I think many times, and this is just my opinion, you know, it'd be worth talking about the effect of having a slap hitter and not even a walk guy in coming after you, and you get pitched around or you don't get great pitches. And I think that may be one of the answers to why Fernando didn't get what we all thought was going to be in terms of the power numbers, because he wasn't going to get much good stuff to hit. So he takes the walk instead, which, bless his heart, he improved on that. And that's a great thing. But square peg, round hole, best way to describe it. I think we can do a lot better. We can't rinse and repeat with this same lineup. It didn't get us to the World Series, and that's the way I view it.
I view it like that too, Kevin. In fact, we actually had that conversation how many times this summer, Frank?
Almost every day.
Almost every, about like a lot of the reason why Fernando was not putting up the big numbers that he was putting up is there's no threat. There was no threat behind him. So I liked having like Jackson Merrill bat second or anybody else. I mean, you're not afraid of Luis Arraez coming up. You're just not. Pitchers aren't afraid of him. They're afraid of him with like bases loaded. And we had this conversation. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. All right. Let's get to what's going on in baseball right now with some of the rumors out there.
Really, really quick, though. Back to college football for 1 second. I just saw this pop up.
Dun, 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 dun,
we
dun,
have... We did not discuss this on the show yesterday. I should have brought it up, but we didn't. On Three is reporting...
No, I saw this.
...that Sam Leavitt... might not be returning to Arizona State.
Now his camp,
he might be going to the trans.
His camp is, quote, shopping him.
Yes.
His camp is shopping him.
So the next time Sam goes on vacation, just remember, it might not be for skiing. It might not be for a wedding, like he says. He might be trying to figure out where he's going to enter the portal.
Oh, it's definitely not for the NFL. That is definitely a portal thing.
Yeah.
They are shopping him. His camp is shopping him. What? How is that good for college football at all? Like, I understand, like, if I, in the grand scheme of things, like, the NIL and all that stuff, I think sucks. I think there's some positive to it, but I think it's all ridiculous. I think it's ruining what has made college football so great. But at the same time, as somebody that's kind of like, I'll sit in the middle and I'll look at both sides, the idea that a kid can start at a Division III, play really well, and work his way up to a Division I via the transfer portal and earning money when he didn't get looks at high school, I think that's you know, valuable. I think that's great. I think that's great for the kid. I think the same thing can be said about anybody that goes to like a Group of Five school, right? My only offer is San Jose State, and you turn that into being a quarterback in the SEC? Yeah, sure. Or being a player in the SEC and make money and, you know, didn't get that opportunity out of high school? Sure, that's great. But now we're getting, like, Power Four kids. And we're talking about a kid like Sam Leavitt, the quarterback for Arizona State, not our Sam, who worked his way to Arizona State, got Arizona State to the college football playoff, is in a place that has resources, has a good fan base, is in a power conference, and he has a group his camp is shopping him to get a better contract where everybody is everybody's an unrestricted free agent every season. In what world does that make any sense from a competitive standpoint? In college athletic, in any athletic. I mean, you make the comparison to pro sports. How dumb does that sound, Frank?
Very.
If you want to talk about these guys being pros now, it's like, well, it's only fair. They're getting what they should make. Is it fair that every year Fernando has a good year, he should be able to leave and see who could pay him more money? Is that fair? Like, no. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? I mean, I watched TCU play BYU over the weekend. TCU has raised over $100 million in NIL. Over $100 million in NIL. Then they split it amongst all their teams, but I would imagine that about 80% of it's going to the football team. 80% is probably going to the football team. These are not exact numbers, but from people I talk to, they're making a lot of money. And based on what I know, kids have gotten paid through the portal, the players that I saw on Saturday night were making a ton of money. They're making a lot more money than everybody in the stands. And what I saw out of it was just, and I got to see this team in person. And this is a team in person that, since being eliminated from any type of postseason that has any type of value for a college kid, they flat out just didn't show up on Saturday. They looked like a team that was completely unmotivated and didn't want to be there, and they were like mercenaries. And that's what every college team is right now. In the Power Four, it's a bunch of mercenaries. I mean, you can say what you want about Texas Tech. Like, I think Texas Tech's a really good football team. They spent $12 million on their D-line on their defense this year in the transfer portal. $12 million. And the thing that has made college athletics so great is you had this connection with the college player because he went to your school. And you're rooting for the kids because they went to your school. And it was your school. You're rooting for the logo. And now you have a brand new team every single year. I mean, it's a different team every year. It's great when you get to see programs keep kids. Like San Diego State kept like 9 kids last year on defense. That's great. But you are going to see a situation where you're just going to get a brand new team every year. You want to know why San Diego hasn't been able to break San Diego State? They don't even know anybody on the team. It's a different team every season, even with like they're trying to sell the local kids. But you can't prevent, they can't say like they can't go on to go make more money. It's good for the player. I mean, Lucky Sutton could enter the portal at the end of the year and go get picked up by an SEC school and get paid a ton of money and he's gone. You wouldn't be mad at the kid. Somebody's offering that kind of money, got to take it. Now, the system, though, is the problem. It's just the way that they haven't put any constraints on this thing. And you're going to see more situations like this. And you're going to see uninspiring football for everybody that's checked out and doesn't want to be there anymore and just collecting a check. You don't see a lot of guys like playing for pride or playing for the school or like, it's just, all right, we're out. I'm just got to make it through the end of the year, get my tape so I can go into the portal. Let's try to go build a brand new team and see what we can put together. It's just so catastrophically messed up. It's ridiculous. And by the way, the funny thing is you think like these admins are making money. You know who's making money? The school is pumping that money back in all the most of the athletic departments don't even make money. There's like one school that makes money. There's probably like 5 to 6 schools that make any money. Texas, everybody thinks that athletic departments in college make as much money as Texas does. They don't. Most of the money is going to fund all the Title IX and all of the other sports that don't make any money. In the past, when the football players weren't getting paid, and here's the deal. This is where they went wrong with this. The whole idea of like of a kid making money on the side in high school by doing stupid YouTube videos and having to give that up because he played football or played another sport, that was ridiculous. The entire situation of if one of the players on your team got sick and the coach brought him soup, it would be an NCAA violation. Like, that is all ridiculous. That needed to be eliminated. They need to be eliminated. But then they went to like, let's pay them hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars a year and let them go wherever they want. It's great for the player. There's nothing wrong with that, but it doesn't make a competitive league. Doesn't make anything competitive. It makes it like, all right, well, how do I have any connection to this team aside from the fact that I went to the school and their logo is on the helmet? It doesn't make any sense. And again, when that was the case, when all the schools were making all this money, right? When the TV contracts were paying all this money out, where was that money going? It wasn't going to admin people. You think they're just pocketing that money? No, it was paying for all of the expenses it cost to run an athletic department. It was going to the traveling the track team and paying for everything it takes to put on a volleyball event. That's what it's for. Bowl games are about tourism for the cities. And back then, it was fun for the kids because there was no playoffs. That's why bowl games are like slowly dying. None of the kids want to play in it. They're making so much money, they don't care. And so now you're left with like a part of the trying to keep the bowl system alive is also incredibly difficult. Players getting a free education and being able to start life with no debt when everybody else was starting hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt was already a massive perk. And by the way, you didn't think they're getting paid? When I was at TCU, everybody would get per diem all the time and they would get bowl stipends for being gone for a week. They would get tons of money. But they wouldn't use it for what they were supposed to use it for. They would blow it on stupid things. But they were getting paid. getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars, sure, go ahead and pay them. But like, the whole situation of college athletics is such a, it's so ridiculous. These schools have to pay for all of these different programs right now. Are they overpaying for coaches? Yeah, they're overpaying for coaches. But they were trying to do whatever it takes to get more money, to get people to go to their games, to try to fund all the stuff that they had to do. And you think those players weren't getting paid? I mean, you look at right now. The SEC all of a sudden has dropped back down to the pack. Why is that? Oh, not because everybody can pay. Don't tell me they weren't getting paid. They've always been getting paid. It just was mostly under the table. But the football teams pay for everybody to send their kids to school to be on a college scholarship. That's what they pay for. Like, you notice, do you think the field hockey team and colleges have enough money to generate to travel to the games that they play? No, it just it destroys athletic departments' budgets. The field hockey and volleyball and, you know, softball, track and field, you know, wrestling. I mean, these are just sports that are funded by football. That's why, like, that those are the entities that were making money. You want to make a union? Go ahead. It's not going to work out very much for the college kids. It's not. It's not going to work out for the college kids. You think it will? It won't. Everybody was making some type of money. But the way that it's played out in college athletics right now is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it's going to get worse. Everybody's trying to get even more money to try to be competitive because they got to pay for better athletes because they want to compete at a high level. Signing on with private equity. I'm sure that will go over well. It'll be great. It'll be great for college athletics. All right, what's going on? We've teased it long enough. When we come back, we'll let you know the latest rumors of Major League Baseball. There's a big hitter on the market that might be going to Pittsburgh? The Pirates in play? We'll talk about it when we come back. He's Frank.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Marchese, I'm Braden Ciprenet. This is the Braden Ciprenet Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Everything about the college thing's crazy. I just, It's going to it's professional sports at this point anyway. And like I said, here's what's going to happen. And I would do this too. If I was in the athletic department, I'd start cutting everything that doesn't make money. And then whatever I needed to keep on the women's side to make the whatever three men's sports that make money is what I would do. And that might be the case for a lot of these schools that might not be able to compete in the future. I mean, these things are happening. They're going to happen quickly. But the product you're getting is not that great. And you want to talk about the 2014 playoff that got proposed? I'm all in favor of that. People are like, who wants this? I mean, we start on the SEC and their biased takes about things. Save that for another day. All right. Big slugger going to Pittsburgh, Frank, huh? What's going on the rumor mills for Major League Baseball? This one sounds interesting.
It does sound interesting. It does sound fun. It's nice we get to use that that bed every now and again. Pittsburgh interested in Kyle Schwarber.
Are we all interested in Kyle Schwarber?
The Pittsburgh Pirates, traditionally not major free agent spenders, appear to be more aggressive this offseason. ESPN's Jeff Passan reports they are willing to make a significant offer for Josh Naylor before he signed with Seattle. Despite missing out, the Pirates are targeting bigger bats and are showing interest in star slugger Kyle Schwarber. Additionally, they continue to explore options at first base, in the bullpen, and boosting their Paul Skeens anchored starting rotation. That's not a joke either, because the report was they offered Naylor $80 million.
Well, I don't think they really wanted to sign him. I feel like the Pirates are doing what they want to be in the news so people talk about them, so their fans look like they're trying. Until they start signing certain players, that's what I'm going to believe.
I also,
as Go Aztec said in the YouTube chat, clickbait, they'll never pay a free agent.
I also believe that this could be them wanting to get closer and more compliant because they feel as though a salary floor is coming. That could be it as well. You want to be close to it. This is how you do it. You spend money. And they have a lot to spend if they want to be compliant with the salary floor.
I hope they do it. I just don't see them doing it. I think it's just smoke and mirrors.
I mean, that's
I think
that's
they're being wind socks. I hope the Pirates do it because that would be good for baseball.
Absolutely.
I think it would be
100%.
Good for baseball if some of these bad teams start spending money and the free agents start going to some of the bad teams and all of a sudden we have parity. You want a competitive league? You want an entertaining league that people want to watch? You make it have parity. And the way to have parity is good players are on all teams. It's funny that the leagues that are doing it and having success and the leagues that aren't doing it and not having success.
Absolutely.
And the team and the league, like college football, that starts trending towards baseball and they're about to kill the golden goose.
Yep. Speaking of the aforementioned first baseman, the Mariners re-signed first baseman Josh Naylor to a 5-year, $92 million contract with a full no-trade clause, their biggest free agent deal for a position player under Jerry DePoto. Both Naylor and the team wanted a reunion after their strong 3-month stint in Seattle, and the deal came together quickly during and after the GM meetings. Naylor is the first MLB free agent to sign this offseason, and his return keeps a major part of Seattle's ALCS caliber roster intact for 2026.
That's great. Great for the Mariners. I like the pickup. I like that. You know what? Not on a National League team. I know it's going to be tougher for the Vetter Cup, but I like the move for Seattle. It's probably great for Josh Naylor, too.
Yeah, no, it's a good deal for him. The Philadelphia Phillies are interested in re-signing outfielder Harrison Bader, who declined his $10 million option to test free agency after a strong stint with the Phillies. President Dave Dombrowski said the team has already communicated its desire to bring him back, though Bader's camp wants to gauge the market. The Phillies' top priorities remain re-signing Kyle Schwarber and JT Realmuto and possibly Ranger Suarez, but the outfield help is still needed with Nick Castellanos unlikely to return for 2026. If Bader does not re-sign, the team does have the team's outfield depth is thin with only Marsh, Rojas, Wilson, and prospect Justin Crawford as internal options.
Well, I think it's the same conversation we're having with Luis Arraez, right? It's the priority order. What's more of a priority, you know, for you? I just don't see him signing all those guys back. I think a lot of them will get a little bit more money to go elsewhere. Maybe not JT Realmuto, but I know your top priorities are Kyle Schwarber and, you know, Ranger Suarez, but I just, is Harrison Bader going to be the guy for you in Philly? Like, what is Harrison Bader? I mean, he's been a journeyman.
Yeah.
I know he played well for Philadelphia. It's almost better if the Phillies just let him go. He turned down $10 million. How much money would you give Harrison Bader to be an outfielder?
Not $10 million.
Not $10 million. No, I wouldn't.
The Marlins are drawing strong trade interest once again with pitchers Sandy Alcantara and Edward Cabrera. MLB Insider believes John Morosi believes Miami is likely to trade one of them within the next month. Alcantara rebounded late in his first season back from Tommy John surgery and is signed to a team-friendly deal through at least 2026. Cabrera finally showed improvement in command in 2025 and posted one of his best seasons before an elbow sprain sidelined him. With both pitchers under control for multiple years, their trade value is high.
The question, I think, is where do the Marlins think they're at in terms of competing? I thought they finished the season strong.
Yeah.
So if you're the Marlins, like, your conversation is, do you think you compete in the next couple of years or do you not? Like, do you think you can compete during the window that Sandy is under contract? And if you think that's the case, why would you trade him? There's no reason to. Why punt? Why kick the can down the road again? But you only got 1 year. We really only have 1 year left with him. And then you got the club option at 21. Are the Marlins going to pick up the club option?
And I think it depends, again, where they are.
Salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
And Edward Cabrera. Like, I would, if I was them, why would you trade away Edward Cabrera?
Yeah.
He's under contract until 2029. You could be competitive this year. They could be competitive this year without Sandy. I think they trade Sandy Alcantara, and I think they keep Cabrera.
Alcantara. The Red Sox would like to keep Alex Bregman. Who would have thought? Who provided strong production and leadership in 2025, but is unclear if Boston will give the 32-year-old a long-term contract that he wants. If Bregman leaves in free agency, MLB insider John Morosi reports that the Red Sox are expected to make an all-out pursuit for what they are calling Boston's top threat to pull this player away from his current team, Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso could be on his way to Boston.
Yeah, get him out of the National League. Don't mind me. Red Sox likely to keep Bregman, but want to bring in Pete Alonso?
They want to keep Bregman, but are the number one threat to the Mets if Bregman doesn't come back for Alonso.
If Bregman's going to want more than $40 million a year, which maybe he won't, maybe he just wants more years, I'd rather have Pete Alonso than pay Alex Bregman $40 million a year.
I unfortunately agree with you. Final one for today. Teams have been calling the Diamondbacks about Ketel Marte, and while GM Mike Hazen downplayed the likelihood of a trade, new reports suggest Arizona is more open than ever to moving him. The Athletics' Ken Rosenthal put the chances at 50-50, noting the D-backs could use a Marte deal to fill multiple roster needs and create payroll flexibility. Marte, 32, will gain 10 and 5 no trade rights in April, and with his team friendly extension, 7 years, $116.5 million, and elite production over the last two seasons, his value is high.
His value is high. He's under contract until 2031.
Yes.
Where he has a player option for 11.5. He makes $20 million in 2028, $22 in 2029, and $22 in 2030. But he only counts towards 14.6 against the luxury tax. Mm-hmm. I'd love to have Ketel Marte. Like, I'm thinking of it from a Padres perspective. I'd love to have Ketel Marte. But remember, there's rumblings about him in the clubhouse last year. potentially not being a big team player.
Yeah, he just left the team with no notice.
Right. And maybe that's a Diamondbacks problem. Maybe with the new lease on life, he won't be like that. But that's a red flag to me. The other red flag is the fact that the guy has a hamstring injury like every year. When's the last time he made it to the end of a season? He's going to be 32 next June. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get him for 32, 33, 34, 35, 36. And if he's really good, you could pay him for 37. If I'm the Diamondbacks, I'm trading Ketel Marte. I'd like to have Ketel Marte, but it doesn't make sense. Again, it's the whole square peg, round hole. You'd have to trade Drake Cronenworth if that was the case. He's going to cost you more money. He's up there in age. Like, you're just adding another aging vet on a big contract to your team. So I think it'd be valuable to a lot of teams. I don't see a fit here in San Diego.
I agree.
So good stuff there, Frank.
Thank you. We'll do it again tomorrow.
That's right. We'll do it again tomorrow. When we come back, we'll quickly get through a whip around and hopefully get a contestant for the Midday Sports Standoff. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Brayden Suprenant Show continues on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. He's Frank.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Marchese, I'm Brayden Suprenant. This is the Brayden Suprenant Show, live and local, each and every day. From 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. It's time now to get to our NFL whip around.
I will say this, going into the NFL week, this week was a lot better than last week. Because holy cow, last week was bad. This week, actually pretty good.
Some pretty good games across the world, I should say.
Absolutely.
Since one of them was in Madrid.
This one, as a matter of fact, is the now 3-8 Washington Commanders fall to the Miami Dolphins, who are now 4-7, 16-13 in overtime at the Bernabeu.
Dolphins, a little bit of a winning streak. We called this game, though. I mean, Washington's got... Without having Daniels, I mean, they're so far behind. No Terry McLaurin. They're beat up. I mean, injuries are just destroying this team's season. They had a good year last year, which means they have to play a little bit tougher of a schedule. They're bad.
Yes. Yes,
they are. And the Dolphins, even though they're bad, are slightly less bad than the Washington Commanders. Good win for the Dolphins. good win for Chris Ello. 16-13 victory for the Dolphins over the Commanders.
The Carolina Panthers are now 6-5 after beating the Atlanta Falcons 30-27, also in overtime. Saw an interesting stat today. If the Panthers win the coin flip, they're 6-0. If they lose it, they're 0-5.
Why even play the game?
Exactly.
Just flip a coin.
What's the point?
Why don't we save everybody's time?
What's the point of playing the game?
How about McMillan? A big night again for the Carolina Panthers. Multiple touchdowns for McMillan. As he had 130 receiving yards, 8 receptions, 2 touchdowns. I mean, people thought he had a problem during the draft. I remember talking to Eddie Brown right before the draft. It was like, oh, he's got some like off field. He's like, he complains about not getting the ball. That's why he fell in the draft. Guy's the number one receiver in the draft. He's draft experts, man. It's a good win for Carolina. Carolina's starting to improve. I don't know what's going on with the Falcons. The Falcons show signs of life sometimes, and then they just do that.
Mm-hmm.
They go toe-to-toe with some of the best teams in the country, in the NFL. And then it's like, ah, we're going to lay another egg.
Well, you know. It's what it is.
It's time to move on for their head coach. I mean, it's time to really cut bait with a lot of people in the Falcons organization.
Buccaneers fall to 6-4 as the Bills go 7-3. Bills win at home 44-32.
Josh Allen every year is an MVP candidate. Why is Josh Allen an MVP candidate? Well, I don't know. 6 touchdowns.
Well, you know.
6 touchdowns.
Things like that just happen.
Guy can run the ball. Guy scores the ball. Scores a lot of touchdowns. Throws some boneheaded picks. But you know what? Buffalo back on track. It's a good win for them over the Buccaneers. I thought the Buccaneers would give them a little bit more run, but the Bills look good on Sunday. And it's another victory for the Bills. Now 7-3.
Another team on a resurgence, the Houston Texans. They were bad at the beginning of this year, and they're doing it now without C.J. Stroud. Close win against the Tennessee Titans, 16-13. Titans, the only one-win team left in the NFL at 1-9.
I said don't touch that game with a 10-foot pole.
Exactly right.
And you know what? That's why. I thought the Titans were going to win that game. I thought they had a chance to win that game. Out of all of the conversation of like who the Titans could finally beat besides the Cardinals earlier on the season, Texans had the perfect storm. Division opponent, backup quarterback, playing on the road. That had everything lined up for the Titans to help some people out in the survivor picks. They lost by 3. Titans are really bad. I mean, the Texans are back to 500, but I think they are taking advantage of the schedule they have with the time that C.J. Stroud is out. They run into a team that's good, they're going to be in a little bit of a jam. But you know what? Titans almost did it.
You know who else almost did it?
Texans have the Bills next week, by the way.
Well, R.I.P. That is that. You know who else almost did it last week? The New York Giants. Once again, almost did it. Losing to the now 6-3-1 Green Bay Packers 27-20 at home in what was a weekend of god-awful looks.
Jameis Winston, though.
Good for him.
Love Jameis Winston.
I love watching
Jameis Winston.
It's
so fun to watch.
The last 2 days of New York Giants football has seen a loss. Abdul Carter sleeping through a walkthrough, which we went through yesterday. And Cam Scottaboo on Monday Night Raw last night. 3 weeks after having his ankle, which was facing both backwards and upside down at the same time, mind you, surgically repaired, getting into a schmoz on Monday Night Raw. What a week of looks.
Maybe he'll be back sooner. If they make the playoffs, he'll probably be ready to go. But they're not going to make the playoffs, so why rush it? Jameis Winston, 19 for 29, 201 yards, and a pick. Tracy, not a bad night, 19 carries, 88 yards. Singletary had 2 touchdowns. I mean, Singletary hadn't had touchdowns all year. He guys gets 2 touchdowns for the Giants. Ridiculous.
No.
Packers, like, is it when they... I won the Survivor pick with that. You want to find teams that to pick for Survivor, pick teams that are going against the Giants because they shut down Jackson Dart, right?
Yeah. I believe so. Yeah, I believe Dart's down.
Good. There's no reason for the Giants aren't going to beat anybody else the rest of the season. Maybe. I mean, go through the Giants' schedule. Who are they going to beat?
No one.
Are they beating the Lions this week?
No.
In Detroit? No, they ain't beating the. They might beat the Patriots. They've had the Patriots' number. It's in New England, though, and Tom Brady's not there anymore, and you don't have Eli Manning, so that might not be the case. They could beat the Commanders.
Could and,
they could.
Could and will are two
Vikings.
Different things.
I got three L's so far, Lions, Pats, and Commanders.
Speaking
Vikings.
Of which. Speaking of
we're
which.
Almost done. Vikings, yes or no? Is that
no.
a win?
No.
It's at home.
No.
At the Raiders.
No.
They could beat the Raiders.
Could.
The Raiders are so bad. Finish the season with the Cowboys. They never beat the Cowboys.
No.
They'll never beat the Cowboys.
Speaking of Minnesota.
All right, so they win three games this year. They beat the Raiders. I'll give you some credit for that.
Speaking of Minnesota, let's go up north.
The great.
Santos puts it up, and it is good!
A walk-off field goal. Kevin Burkhardt on the call, NFL on Fox. A 19-17 win for a team that is known as...
The Bears.
The Bears.
They got to be the worst 7-3 team I've ever seen.
But they're
7-3, and you know what? It's the NFL. You don't need style points. They're winning football games.
It's the Pirates of the Caribbean meme. You are the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
You're without doubt the worst 7-3 team I've ever heard of. But you have heard of me. That is the Chicago Bears. Caleb Williams was 16 for 32, 193 yards. No touchdowns, no picks. They run the football. They play decent defense. The Vikings are not good. How about all the Vikings fans ready to get rid of J.J. McCarthy? 16 for 32, 150 yards, a touchdown, and two picks. How do you throw under 200 yards in an NFL game in this day and age, by the way?
I have no idea at this point. We talked about this game earlier, the Cincinnati Bengals losing to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers now 6-4, 34-12 Steelers win.
Andrew Siciliano doesn't have to get his nipples pierced. Good for him.
Good on you.
Bengals are trash.
Yes, they are.
And now they don't have Ja'Marr Chase. So have fun with that.
Speaking of trash, the Jacksonville Jaguars are trash. However, the LA Chargers
knack. They're 6-4. They're not...
The L.A. Chargers have a knack of losing to trash, and boy, did they ever.
Man, losing
35-6 on the road
smoked.
In Jacksonville.
Did you see Justin Herbert's final line?
No, I did not.
And everybody said, all the Charger fans said it was going to be different, and we have Herbert, and we have Harbaugh, and it's different. It's the same old Chargers, man. You're 7-4. Justin Herbert, 10 for 18, 81 yards, and a pick. Look, I like Justin Herbert. I'm a Justin Herbert fan. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you throw for under 100 yards in the NFL, that is bad. How do you do that? In this day and age of the National Football League, how do you throw under 100 yards?
Skill.
How do you do it?
Skill.
I know you don't have an offensive line. Quick game, something. How do you throw for under 100 yards in the National Football League? It's baffling to me. Chargers got smoked by Jacksonville. They never play well in the state of Florida. They got their ass handed to them. And again, people are like, well, it's our year. No, it's not. It's never your year, man.
We highlighted a big game in the NFC West. Came down to a close one. How did that go?
From 61, does he have enough? It is wide right, and the Rams hang on.
Jason Meyer is missing the game-winning field goal. Joe Davis on the call. Fox NFL on Fox. Rams hold on by that missed field goal 21-19 over the Seahawks.
Best team in the NFC. What do we say? If they're going to be the best team in the NFC, they're going to be the best team in the NFC West. That win, I think, puts them in the spot. They're going to win the division. And I'm telling you, they're better than the Eagles. That team is the Rams are the team to beat in the NFC.
Yes.
They look the best. I know their schedule hasn't been very good, but they look the best. Let's skip the Niners Cards.
Yeah,
that was just a
Mark
thing
that
Andrews
happened.
Is fun though. Play
yeah,
that.
That was. How about this?
That is Andrews under center on 4th and 1. Andrews spinning away, and there he goes! Andrews all the way! Touchdown!
Andrew Catalone on NFL on CBS. Ravens beating the Browns 23-16. That play happened with less than 3 minutes to go in the game. to give Baltimore the lead.
I saw that play live at the No Name Saloon in Park City. Just sat down inside the Cozy Saloon, and I saw that rip off, and I'm like, was that a – I thought it was a passing touch. I looked at the replay, I'm like, it was a rushing touchdown. Yep. How about it? That's a great play. Good wrinkle. I'm surprised the Eagles haven't done that too many times. They're just so good at the tush push. That's a good play, though.
We'll rip through these last ones. Chiefs fall to 5-5 as the Broncos win 22-19. Eagles win on Sunday Night Football 16-9 over the Lions. Cowboys beat the Raiders last night in a game that nobody watched 33-16.
Did it even happen then? Dan Campbell rolling the dice on every single fourth down, man. He's still rolling the dice. Guy still wants to play. Hit! I would hate to play blackjack with him. Hit. Hit. You have 20, sir. Hit! It's Dan Campbell. When we come back, we'll talk a little Aztecs women's basketball. 1 o'clock hour. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.